particularly if you're a First Nation person, head to our website, thirdspace.org.au, and express an interest in volunteering. That's 3rdspace.org.au. Third Space, safe spaces to be. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Mm-mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got you on just start talking because we're having a couple of technical difficulties here. Can you hear anything now?
Yeah.
I think the volume was just turned down. God, I hate it when people do that. Why would you turn the headphones to zero? Apologies, dear listeners. This is Zedlines. Take it away.
Perfect. Good morning. This is Eve and Ruby with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland police are urging parents to reconsider buying electric dirt and trail bikes for their children after a 15-year-old boy died in an early morning crash on the Gold Coast on Saturday. Chief Superintendent Kylie Riggs said unregistered high-powered bikes capable of reaching speeds up to 60 kilometres per hour should not be treated as bicycles. Quote, riders of that age simply do not have the skills to be riding these, end quote, she said. Superintendent Rigg said e-bikes that could travel over 6 kilometres per hour were legally considered motorbikes and could not be ridden on roads without registration or a licence. Quote, our hearts go out to the parents of the child who were involved and certainly the young people who were with him at the time of this accident. In other local news, following the extreme weather over the weekend, experts are remembering Menendra Kopathi, a man who was electrocuted by a power line. In December 2023, a massive thunderstorm hit Brisbane and a large gum tree branches crashed down in Murarrie. The trees were next to power lines of state-owned electricity distributor Energex. When one particular branch broke, it became entangled in a power line on the road. Mr. Kopathi steered around the fallen branch and got out to clear the vegetation. His death reminds us of the dangers of locating overhead power lines near large trees in the storm-prone state.
In national news, a Brisbane bus driver has avoided jail time after being found guilty over a crash that killed 18-year-old Tia Cameron. Lindsay Frances Selby, 72 years old, was convicted of driving without due care after his bus mounted the Edward Street footpath during peak hour in March last year, hitting a wall and fatally injuring Miss Cameron. He was sentenced to 8 months in prison, wholly suspended for 12 months, meaning he will not serve time unless he reoffends within the next year. He was also disqualified from driving for 12 months. Selby, supported in court by union members, wept as the sentence was handed down. In other national news, the Bureau of Meteorology has reinstated its previous colour scheme on the National Rain Radar and Weather Map following massive backlash over its new $4.1 million website. The change went live on Friday, with the BOM saying, quote, we've listened to your feedback, we will continue to assess options for further updates and improvements. The new website had sparked a torrent of complaints from Australians, including farmers, who said the new design was confusing and really difficult to see. Many users warned the new layout was creating safety risks during last week's severe weather events.
In international news, former Prince Andrew is set to be stripped of military rank by the UK government as part of King Charles' decision to remove his brother from public life, according to the UK Defence Minister. The move comes days after Buckingham Palace announced the former prince would be stripped of his royal title over his ties to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
All right. Thanks, Ruby and Eve, for those Zedlines. And thanks to the merry prankster that came in earlier and turned all of our headphones down. You'll get more Zedlines at 9 o'clock, as was just announced. But we're going to go to a song now. This is Mess Esque with Take Me to Your Infinite Garden, who you can catch next Friday at Mirrorball Ministries. Stumbled over that one there in West End.